You're listening to a podcast from 702.
To London now we go, and it's a great pleasure to welcome back Adam Gilchrist. Good morning to you.
Hi, Bogani. Thank you very much. Morning.
Now, whilst you've been away, a lot has been happening. And let's start with Donald Trump's Russian explanation about would or wouldn't.
Yes, turns and U-turns on this. Yeah, we know that he accepts now the U.S. intelligence agency's conclusion that Russia may have interfered, or indeed, the FBI and CIA put it slightly more positively, that Russia did interfere in the election in 2016 that made Donald Trump president. He said he misspoke on Monday. The original comments, siding with Vladimir Putin over and above the FBI and CIA, and the barrage of criticism ever since. So was it a slip of the tongue that he meant to say, I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be Russia, when actually what he had said was why it would be Russia? Arnold Schwarzenegger called him a wet noodle. Actually, do that in a Schwarzenegger accent. It sounds better than as a wet noodle.
I was about to dare you to
I just wondered
try.
If maybe some advisors got hold of him. Yes, but I'll be back. Arnold Schwarzenegger, I don't think it was his comments that changed his mind. I think maybe some advisors got involved, or lest we be accused of fake news, it was just a slip of the tongue. And does it matter, slips of the tongue?
Well, Barack Obama was telling us yesterday that, you know, some politicians just get caught in a lie, and guess what? They keep on lying. Who knows? Now,
they
a Spanish weather phenomenon, including a mini tsunami. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we've got some weird weather going on. I mean, it often is weird weather, I suppose, across Europe, but it's very dramatic. I mean, given that, you know, we're height of the summer here, so it could just be, you know, warmish or hottish or something, but no, dramatic thunderstorms and flooding and really windy in some parts as well. And there's a wind coming across the Atlantic from America as well, which will add to this. Plus heat and drought with hosepipe bans in northern England, for goodness sake, where, I mean, even in summer, you have to wear a jumper and it always rains, doesn't it? And then, lo and behold, in the midst of this, in the Mediterranean, around the Spanish islands of Mallorca and Menorca, a tsunami. Actually, technically, a meteo-tsunami. So this isn't caused by a volcano or seismic activity. But, weirdly enough, thunderstorms. I had no idea, but thunderstorms and air pressure changes can cause mini-tsunamis. No loss of life, but loss of property and yachts and things and cars and things like that absolutely got deluged by this wave that came in 1.5 meters high and just kept on coming.
Hasta la vista, baby, is where we'll leave it with Adam Gilchrist this morning. Of course, every day on the Emirates Worldview, we ask you to send us a question on any world topic you want to know more about. And today's question comes from Mutlatsi Mabasa, who tweeted, why is it that all around the world, from my observations, trains run with only one of their two headlamps? Sometimes they're both on with one brighter than the other. Hashtag Emirates Worldview. To get to the answer, we spoke to Mike Wright, locomotive enthusiast and member of Reef Steamers. That's, of course, the Professional Steam Train Operators Organization.
It really depends on the locomotive, because a steam locomotive normally has one headlight near the top of the boiler in front, which, of course, lights the track in front. But on diesel locomotives, they can have a couple of headlights. So, you know, it depends on the railroad itself. If it wants only one headlight, it puts one on. But some of them have got more than one headlight.
Well, congratulations to Mutlatsi Mabasa for having your Emirates Worldview question answered. You've won R1,000, courtesy of Emirates. Fly Emirates first class and business class to experience a new level of comfort.
If you have a question on an interesting topic for Emirates Worldview, send us a WhatsApp voice note on 072 702 1702 or hashtag Emirates Worldview on Twitter. There's more Emirates Worldview on 702.co.za.
Alex, glad I caught you. Listen, I have big news. You got the promotion.
Sarah, I don't know what to say.
Don't say anything. You deserve it. It does involve a lot of traveling, but don't worry. The office is incredible. Fully reclining seat, Wi-Fi, built-in bar.
That's amazing. Where is it?
On board Emirates Business Class, the best office in the sky.
With flatbed seats and a host of features, Emirates Business Class is so much more than just business. Fly Emirates. Experience a new level of comfort.